This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on the Bigger Picture. I'm Rhianne Boland. Non-profit organisation Yayasan Chowkit, which looks after at-risk children, proudly presents Seven Voices, which is an experimental theatre production with seven cast members and seven different stories, which explores the narratives on child abuse within our society. Joining me in the studio to tell me more is Adrian Shah, the co-producer of Seven Voices, Mohamed Saad, the assistant director, and Madhavi Nadarajan, who's a teacher at Yayasan Chowkit. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
So the show Seven Voices is based on child abuse. So can you just tell me a little bit why you chose this theme?
The reason is that if we notice Boisike, we also work in tackling issues of child abuse. So we also receive referral cases and also personally children stepping in who are actually involved of child abuse. So Boisike has been tackling all the issues for some time. So then we realized that it's actually time to create awareness, and we believe that it's actually best delivered by our very own clients who are actually our students. So then recently we have a lot of cases on child abuse, and most of the time it's actually from the perspective of adults saying that what adults should do and what adult believe is child abuse and so on. So we realize that it's a time for us to listen from the perspective of the children instead.
And Saad, you're the assistant director. So, I mean, it's a very difficult topic to sort of make entertaining, for lack of a better word. So how have you sort of tried to tackle this?
For that, we show that last year, we already did the theatre, one of the theatre, so people know us. So for this year, that we are really working hard like last year, and then this year is the theme of child abuse. So we are telling them that the kind of theme, you know, child abuse, it's not that so many people did about that. So we make it a little bit new things, so it attracts other people to look, okay, we never see about this thing, so why not we should go and try? We attract them like that.
Perhaps in adding to what Saad actually said, it's actually quite difficult for us to get the attention from the public on this show compared to what we actually did on last year, the support that we received on last year. So actually, what we can say is that how do we tackle is that, of course, it's actually seven true stories. And the second thing is that we try to put in elements like singing. They have selected few songs that related to child abuse and empowering messages. So people will come down. As he said, people already know YCK children. So we believe that it should be entertaining enough for the audience, actually.
And Adrian Shah, you're the assistant producer. They've said that it's already true stories. But is it the actors' true stories, or where did the stories come from?
It's not the story from the actors. We took the stories from the cases that YCK had, so we just changed the character so they can. We choose the character based on our own character, right?
And what sort of different types of child abuse are highlighted in the play?
We have abuse on neglect, we have abuse on physical, mental, and sexual scene, and also we have the one scene is actually we putting on for the children of refugee, where their rights as a refugee child is actually being violated.
And was there a specific catalyst or, you know, need for choosing child abuse for this play? Do you think that there is enough information out there in Malaysia?
Malaysian, think that abuse is not happening around them, but the thing is, the reality is, abuse is happening. So like kids, usually they don't know their rights. So they don't know they are being abused or not. So if they know their rights, so they say, okay, I didn't get my rights, so it's abuse. So my parents didn't treat me well, didn't love me, so it's abuse.
So how did you select which stories to tell? How did you sort of narrow it down to seven voices?
So that was decided by our teachers because they have been working with children for a long time, so They saw a lot of cases. So based on the cases, they just make it like different. So there's a seven cast. So they have seven stories. So maybe one story will be neglect, and then another story is like physical abuse, mental abuse, all these things. So different peoples have different problems. So based on that, they decided that to make the seven voices, yeah.
And was it the actors who are playing the characters? Did they write it, or is it other children?
Yes, from the original script writing, it was actually adopted. So almost 90% was actually already adopted. So when it was actually revised, it was their script then.
Right. Okay, and what are the ages of the cast?
The youngest is actually 9 years old, Bilal.
Oh, Bilal. Yeah, Bilal.
The youngest is 9 years old, and the eldest is 18 years old.
18 years old. And what is the production values? Is it just individual actors on stage telling the story?
Okay, so the first thing is that the act started with a single person because it's a monologue, so they have to tell their stories. But sometimes there will be like a father, or we have to show that, you know, the fathers or the siblings who are trying to bully, abuse with verbal or maybe physical. So
it's actually quite a dramatic performance.
Quite a dramatic, yes. But for a short time only. For a short time. After that, the actor, the real cast, have to tell the story. So it's a bit adding. Like, it means in the beginning, there will be some dramatic scene. And then at the middle of the act, the actor will be telling the stories, how he have been through all these things, and then at the end of the scene will be the song to entertain, and then the song itself shows that how they feel. So we have to really choose the song which suits the scene.
And how would you say this performance helps child abuse sufferers?
So basically, we highlighted the abuse scene, everything like verbal abuse. So the child abuse suffer, they will think. So, okay, my parents usually use this word to me. So, is this child abuse? So they will think. So we'll,
so it'll make them help them understand what they've gone through a little bit better.
Yeah.
And how do you hope this performance will help people who want to get into the theatre?
This is actually, if you notice, it's actually experiential. Also, like an experimental theatre for us as well. Our very own students, they are lack of knowledge, you know, in the first place. But because of the success of the first production, then they have the confidence enough to bring on the second one. So when it comes to, if let's say inspirations for the theatre students, then it's like, if you have confidence enough, okay, as I told my students, some of them, they never speak in English before. They have never been in front of anyone before on the stage and so on. So I said that as long as you are willing to stand in front and just say, that is actually already shows that you have confidence enough to come in front. Sure. So for the theatre students, it's actually skills come along your experience. Okay, so the most important thing is you must be willing to get your experience. So they have to venture in, okay? Doesn't matter whether they don't have the skill or the talent, it comes along with your experience. So the first thing is gain your experience.
So, I mean, you just mentioned that some of your children hadn't spoken in English before. Yes. So what were the challenges putting this show together?
The first thing is the English, that because we are using an English language in the theatre act. So some of them, I think they really work for it. It's like very challenging to them. Another thing is like some of them, they never act before. So that is one kind of challenge as well.
The difficulty, like some of them not speak English before. So for them to know the English better, so this is the way. But still difficult for them. So we just try slowly. We build up them.
This is your second performance. Mm. So is there another performance in store maybe next year? Anything coming up?
Okay, that it depends on the current production team and also on us with our management. Yes, we are planning for further, for another production in next year. Every year we should have a performance.
And finally, where is the production happening?
So the show is actually in Make Space in Quill Mall. So Quill Mall is based in Jalan Tunku Abdul Rahman.
Thank you so much to my guests, Ardian Shah, the co-producer of Seven Voices, Mohammed Saad, the assistant director, and Madhavi Nadaraja, who's a teacher at Yayasan Chowkit. You can watch the performances of Seven Voices this Saturday, May 20th at 10:30 a.m. and again at 2:30 p.m. and the Sunday performance is at 10:30 a.m. Tickets are available to purchase at www.yck.org.my/sevenvoices. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Rhianne Boland, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.